Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Mithrapin mehen ripuy momoin avaloi ripuyim nefashoi ve'en mithrapin behen mehen b'chol mokoim divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, one may hire an idolatrous doctor to heal him, heal his money but not his soul. This will be explained below. One should never take a haircut from idolaters wherever it's done. Chachamim say it's permitted in public, but not in private. And the Gemara says, "If Yaakov Barzavdi b'shem of Yavo, ripui mamon behemtoi, ripui nefashois gufoi." Yaakov Barzavdi, quoting Yavo, says that healing his money means healing his animal; healing his soul means healing a person's body. Rabba b'shem of Yehuda, imhaya nechamim asa. Rabba, quoting Yehuda, says, "Even though we will soon see that healing his body is permitted, if he sees that since he started to take the medicine, the wound has become inflamed, he should stop." Kador Rabbi Ami Salak im Rabbi Yudin Nasir Nechamsa de Gural. Laka betzpe Yavale Espalanis Chamsa Mischalchala Vakalma. It's like the story of Rabbi Ami who went with Rabbi Yudin Nasir to Hamas Gural. Rabbi Ami wounded his finger and he put on it a bandage that was lined with the medicine given to him by an idolatrous doctor. When he saw that the wound had become more inflamed, he removed the bandage. The question Vele Shmiya Kai Dama Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Acha B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Im Haya Roifa Uman Mutter didn't. Why didn't Rabbi Ami continue with the medicine? Didn't he hear that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha had said in the name of Yochanan that if the idolater is an expert, one may even allow the idolater to heal his body? Taman says that's different. There, when the area didn't start to become inflamed, it's permitted. But if it did start to become inflamed, it would be prohibited. And the Gemara asks, Mao Michol Minhoin, is it permitted to allow an idolater to apply ointment to one's eye? Rav Amar Mandabai Mistame Istamai. Levi Amar Mandabai Lechamamas Yamus. Lechamamas Yamus. The answer is Rav said a person who wishes to be blinded will do such a thing, and Levi said a person who wishes to die will do such a thing because it could even kill him. Rav Le Aved Ina Kachala, Levid Aved Ina Kachala. Since Rav was not accustomed to putting ointment on his eyes, he wasn't aware of the mortal danger involved, but however, Levi was accustomed to it and he was aware of it. Amir Ravaha Anan Chamanilon. Taiman Hada Kilarisa. The question Rabbi Abba asked, we see that the doctor tastes the ointment before he puts it in the eye. Does this prove therefore there's no danger? Nema kade tava hu tamla kade lesi tava hi kaima vismaya. The answer is nevertheless one should not trust him if perhaps he's only actually tasting it when the ointment is not dangerous in order that people should trust him, and he will later put on the dangerous ointment. Ahein ufyon sakana. The ufyon herb, although it's used for healing, it's dangerous and one should not allow a doctor to apply it. Hada Turaiki, Rabbi Simon Omar Asur Rabbi Yochanan Omar Muteris. Concerning the medicine called Turaiki, Rabbi Simon said that one may not accept it from a doctor because it's dangerous, and Rabbi Yochanan permitted it because he said it's not dangerous.